Thank you. Meet you, brethren, and I presume you can hear me with the modern technology. The sentiments of the hymn should give us impedance to express how the Lord has provided us, whether it's, I wouldn't say whether it's wants and needs, I would say whether it's all our wants, all our needs rather than all our wants. So you can raise your hand and either through virtual hand or literal hand, and then I'll call upon you to testify as you see it fit. So who shall be first? Sister Nanette.
Thank you, brethren. I want to express my appreciation for the lessons we've had already. I would open my camera, but it doesn't seem be oh, there it's working. I wanted to especially mention that I was disappointed that Brother Len didn't use his full hour. He was one of the two speakers at this convention that have been given an hour. And the other speaker will be Brian Montague, the last talk of the day. So remember that, brethren, use up the full hour. I love the instruction we've gotten from these talks and appreciate the brethren's time in preparing this. It's so important for, I think, for us to appreciate the time and effort that goes into the preparation of these studies for our admonition. The Lord has given us this arrangement, and I personally appreciate it very much. I don't have any scriptures to give you. I don't have any more wisdom. I just wanted to express my appreciation. Thank you, Brother Austin.
Thank you, Sister Nanette. Appreciation is always welcome. And it's a very good feedback for the brethren also who are serving. As you rightly mentioned, the preparation at times could be months on end, but it's given within 35, sometimes 45 minutes, sometimes, like Brother Lenny's case, 48 minutes. Thank you for your testimony. Dear Sister Andrea.
That was very good. Yes, thank you, brethren. I want to praise our Lord, our Heavenly Father, and thank him very much for this convention. It has been very enlightening, very good talks. And as always, I love conventions, and I'm so thankful for Zoom. And it's good to see you, Brother Austin. And I just want to say that I love you all very much. And I pray for you all, and God bless. Over.
Thank you, dear Sister Andrea. Yeah, I could see the view which we see during the week when we have our weekday study meetings at times. And it's always good to be seen, isn't it? Yes. And the modern technology, although we may not be able to rub shoulders together, at least the visual acuity and the ability to relate while they're speaking, it's considering that we had dry spell during COVID time, and we use the modern technology to our highest welfare as best as it can help us. And the technology can also be misused also. So let's put it to good use.
Through that. Oh, and Brother Austin, I would like to bring the love of the Phoenix class.
Thank you.
Always,
Thank you for
yes.
that. Thank you very much. Who should be next, brethren? Sister Violet, is that your hand? Okay, you got to unmute yourself, and then you can speak. Cannot hear you, Sister Violet, because you're muted.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
You can see me?
Yes, we can
I'm
see
from
you.
Canada. Okay, I'm Violet from Canada, and I woke up this morning forgetting about this convention, and I says, Lord, I'm so bored. What am I going to do? I live in a senior residence. Anyways, then it dawned on me, hey, there's a convention, and I put it on, and I was so grateful for that, to hear the truth from Brother Matt Carey this morning, and I'm so thankful for Zoom. And I love you, dear brethren, because you're all in the truth and you love the Lord as I do. And thank you for that. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, dear Sister Violet. Thank you for your testimony from Canada. And appreciate your trying to keep up with the modern technology, but I'm glad you made it. Well, Sister Nanette, as you can see, the remarks for your thoughts on Brother Lenny's shortness of his discourse. He started his discourse 10 minutes early, according to Sister Gretchen. So there it is. Dear Brother Mark.
Brother Austin, greetings. Nice to see you again.
Good to be seen. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. Always nice to give a testimony of our Heavenly Father. It'll have to be, I'm just going to go with the thoughts that I've got. Heavenly Father's been very faithful and good to us, Brother Fred and myself. I will say we've had a trip overseas to European convention, French convention, and it was a fairly sudden invitation, but we didn't know how it was all going to go. But and Fred's now getting older, and his traveling days will obviously not last forever. But I was a bit concerned. But plans went ahead, and I was invited to give a discourse, and so I presented the discourse. But everything went well. Our traveling went well. Visited the brethren over there in France. It was a wonderful time there. And we then spent some time with Brother Fred's family at the latter part of the week in France, with Pauline and the family. And we had a lovely time there. And the only thing was the crossing was a bit rough on the ferry coming back. But that was even wonderful because we saw the power of the sea. We had a blessing out of it all. And I just like to thank Heavenly Father. That was just one instance, but he's with us all the time, and he gives us strength. And we're in a particularly worrying times now with the things that are going on. And I think what comes through is the Lord is, to me anyway, he's saying, you keep your mind on me. Don't be distracted too much because I've got everything in control. We know that. We know that our Heavenly Father has got everything in control. And I think that gives us strength. And really, I'm thinking about also the scripture, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that's, I think that's a goal. I think that's the goal, really. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, to experience that joy is a wonderful thing. And I think it's just like a progressive thing. And I just like to thank the Heavenly Father for all that he's doing for us, actually. Just a thank, a praise and thankfulness to him. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Martin. That's wonderful praise in every aspect of your experiences and your travels. You see God's hand as well as the appreciation of God's wonderful creation in all that. I so fondly remember our fellowship when you came many years ago to work at the Dawn, and my visit to Brother Fred Benn's home and the one-day convention at his house. I still fondly remember all of that. And it's thank you for your participation as well as your sharing. Thank you. Brother Michael.
Thank you, Brother Austin. And I wanted to express my appreciation, like others have, for the very informative discourses that have been given. I'm going to be serving tomorrow a normal service in New Orleans with the brethren, and I was casting about for a subject matter, and of course it all automatically fell on Israel because of the current events. And the brethren there are somewhat disconnected from the technologies that afford us a lot of the information we do have. But then Brother Len came through with a great discourse, which augmented a lot of my discussion, but I want to thank him for that. And then with Brother Matt's talk, it reminded me, I was raised a Catholic, and that was 1975, I left the system. And I noticed all of those biblical descriptions, like forbidding to marry and fasting and abstaining and things of that nature, after I found out the true significance of it. And I realized about 10 years into my consecration that it was important to prove these doctrines by the scriptures, by what Jesus said and what was outlined in the law and the prophets, without a volume reference. So I did particularly enjoy Brother Matt's approach, and I want to thank him for his diligence. And I just look forward to the services that are going to come forward tomorrow and later on today. But I just couldn't remain silent anymore. I had to speak up and say thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Michael. One of the things we discussed on our Monday night meeting, I recall, is when COVID hit, there were wonderful discourses pertaining to COVID and what might be and so on and so forth. Again, now what's happening in Israel, I anticipated discourses along those lines also. And like you rightly said, the operative word is the current events. And when you look all around the world, the current events are ever so fast changing and happening. And sometimes you wonder, well, I never thought about this. I never expected this. It is going so fast, it's hard to keep up with. And I was thinking about Brother Len's discourse also in terms of who's behind all of this massacre. And I was thinking about during Herod's time, who was behind that when he passed the edict for all the male babies to be killed? Brethren, I point that all towards the prince of this world. It is his doings and trying to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. And yes, there's lessons for all of us. And that's where we can draw inspiration from. The Lord is in control. And he's going to allow only certain things to happen. And what is the lesson for you and I? Thank you. Sister Mercy.
Thank you, brother. Let me see if I can get my camera going. Okay. Hi, greetings. Brother Austin.
Greetings.
Greetings. Hi, brethren. It's a joy to be with you all. I just wanted to raise my voice to the Lord to give thanks and appreciation for how he has provided for so many years. I've never physically attended the San Diego convention, so glad to be with the brethren today in this convention. And if you'll permit me, I wanted to give send love to all the brethren from the Toronto class in Canada, and from my family as well. Some of you may know, Brother Austin may know, and some others in the convention today may know that I was born and raised in Toronto, Canada, and I relocated 4 years ago to Nigeria to expand my walk with the Lord. And it has been a great blessing. And now I've been in Toronto, Canada for an extended period, as I had cataract surgery about 1 month ago, which was unexpected. I suddenly lost vision in my right eye in May, on May 20th, just overnight. And they said it was a cataract issue. And I'm so thankful to the Lord and to so many of the brethren who assisted me in ensuring that I was able to get the surgery to restore vision to my eyes, My eye problems have been an ongoing issue since I was a teenager. And through the trials, there have been so many testimonies and so many opportunities for Thanksgiving. And I just wanted to encourage the brethren, the hymn, especially that we heard prior, the Lord will provide. It is just such a truism. In his way, he always provides for us. And that was the hymn that I actually sang at my father's burial in 2005. My father completed his earthly course in 2005, and he was an elder here in the Toronto class and first met the truth in Nigeria and never left his heart as he traveled from Africa to Europe and finally to Canada, where he had his children and met his wife. I wanted to let the brethren know that last weekend there was a big trial for me, and I had to temporarily vacate my residence, and I was on my own in a town that I had never been to before, and I didn't know what to do, but I was so thankful the Lord provided in that there were two conventions available on Zoom. So as many have already given thanks to the Lord for this technology, I wanted to also appreciate the Nigerian Associated Bible Students out of Agbaro, Nigeria, for their convention last week Saturday, and the New Haven Bible Students, the New Haven class, for their convention last Sunday, which I wanted to give a testimony, but they were so many. They had it a dual online and offline convention. So there were a lot of people in the room then who wanted to give a testimony. So I'm using this opportunity today. Thank you, brethren, for bearing with me and for hearing me. I wanted to mention three final things in terms of brethren who I would hope that we could all keep in our thoughts and prayers. As I keep you all in my thoughts and prayers, I would ask that you keep Brother Greg Carpenter. Brother Greg Carpenter is from Winnipeg, Canada, and he will be having surgery on Monday. He has a leaky heart valve, which got worse, and he had to be hospitalized last week, and they will be operating, doing repair to the mitral valve on Monday. That's Brother Greg Carpenter in Winnipeg. And we received a wonderful report from brethren in Poland and their excellent activities with assisting the brethren in Ukraine and how the Lord has overruled and enabled them to enter Ukraine with supplies. So I would ask that we also keep in mind those brethren in Poland doing great work and brethren in Ukraine, and specifically Brother Bogdan from Poland. I'm sorry, I can't recall his surname right now, but I've been in touch with Brother Bogdan. His mother, Sister Maria, has been in a coma, and we've been praying for them that the Lord would comfort them and uplift them in their trials. Finally, my dear brethren, I would like to ask you to remember our sister study. I'm part of the sister study every Tuesday. That is a combination of sisters from North America, sisters from Africa, and sisters from India. And I want to give a special thank you to Sister Donna Mitchum Renfro, who's been going through various trials with her own mother, Sister Pearl, and Sister Jeannie Comer, who, like me, has had lots of trials with eyes and other things. And these sisters have been a great encouragement to the sisters' study on Tuesdays with the sisters in Africa. So I want to thank you all, my dear brethren, for all of your love and your support, all of the wonderful discourses and all of the encouragement. Anytime you feel discouraged or down, please know how much your service means to all of us, far and wide, near and far. It means so much. So thank you and keep up the great work.
Thank you, dear Sister Mercy. I so fondly also remember your whole entire family when you all came to the New York Convention many years ago when your father was still alive. And the experiences you're going through, whenever I hear the word eye operation, I think of Apostle Paul also. in terms of how he prayed several times, at least three times, for the thorn to be removed. I'm sure some brethren may see it differently, what the thorn was. I think it was his eyesight, not his stammering. The only reason I see scripturally is when one ecclesia he went, the brethren were ready to donate their eyes for his needs. If indeed it was his stammering, they would have given the tongue. No, they donated the eyes. They wanted to donate the eyes, be that as it may. However, the senses we have, it's always wonder, what if I lose my eyesight? Okay, so we know that the Lord is in control, whatever, it, on a human level. I think it's one of the most important senses that we take it for granted. Well, with the modern technology, hopefully it's caught in a good time and we can restore and be able to use it as long as the Lord sees it fit. I'm so glad that you're able to join and share your testimony and the love for the brethren in Nigeria. Again, I recall my visit with the brethren in Nigeria many years ago. Thank you for your testimony. Thank you, Sister Mercy. Who shall be next, brethren? As the old saying goes, if you all speak at the same time, I cannot hear. Whichever experiences you might have been going through or you wish to share. Thank you. Brother Mark Davis.
Well, greetings, Brother Austin. And it's nice to see you so close down in San Diego from South Orange County in Southern California.
As Brother Byron Keith would say, I moved from New York to Left Coast, not West Coast, Left Coast.
We've really been in the Los Angeles classes joined in today with the fellowship with San Diego Brethren to attend the convention and looking forward to the sessions that continue tomorrow. And, I appreciate you just starting off. I appreciate all the lessons that have been given today from Brother Matt's in this last hour and Brother Byron's and the beautiful song of praise, way we should live our lives and have that in our heart, this song of praise. So I appreciate those lessons very much. And we see the overturning of Babylon, as Matt mentioned, and so we see God's plan unfolding. But, and I also appreciated Brother Len's discourse this morning, because myself and a group of other Bible students were supposed to be in Israel right now. In fact, we were supposed to be finishing a tour here on the 18th of November. And fortunately, we were not over in Israel when all this latest chapter happened. And it's like so many, let's say, Christians throughout the world that go over there for tours, many were trapped there for a period of time. So we thank the Lord's providence in allowing us not to be exposed to that. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as mentioned in Psalm 122:6. And so I appreciate Brother Len's bringing out all the experiences and the timing of things over the last 100+ years in history of these end times for us to consider. So we appreciate that. And I would be, if I didn't mention it, then I would be, the dear sister that just mentioned that she was speaking to the brethren over in Poland and also in Ukraine. And I wanted to mention to the brethren that next year, the International Convention of Bible Students will be held in August, from 6 to 11 August. And brethren are welcome to fly over to Poland for that convention that will be just outside of Krakow, about 25 nautical kilometers south of Krakow near Wileczka. And we're looking to have several brethren from the U.S. serve, and we're hoping brethren from around the world can come and join us in fellowship with our brethren, not only from Poland, but from all through Europe and Ukraine and Eastern Europe and Romania and Moldova and other places. So think about it next year. We've planned to have an announcement made by the Polish Brethren, we think towards the end of November here, announcing that convention. So keep open August next year. Think Pola next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Mark. Yes, it's good to be in sunny Southern California, no question. And thank you for your testimony and that the brethren have gathered both in Los Angeles and the San Diego Ecclesia members for this convention to participate also and be able to listen in the group. Yes, every joint supplies when brethren come together. There's no question and discourses and thoughts expressed and further questions for clarifications is always in line and edifying, because how often we hear sometimes what was not meant, and it's nice to clarify immediately if possible with the speaker. And I'm always mindful of one example in many years ago in Allentown. We were sitting outside, the brother walked away, and the discourse was still going on, and the brother walked out and said, "That poor speaker is struggling on the platform." We kept quiet. And then comes another brother soon after the meeting, when it broke for a break, "That's the best discourse I ever heard." Now, what do you make out of this? Always, it made me think about how one is received, how one can be focused on certain things during a discourse. You never know what goes on in the brethren's mind, but nevertheless, a rich new gem appears each time. There's when brethren of like precious faith meet together. And for me, that's been a wonderful example or a good object lesson for me each time. Thank you for your testimony, Brother Mark.
Thank you, Brother Austin. And you can come up to Southern California into Orange County next year in May, because we have a convention in May 25th and 26th in person, if you'd like.
I'd like to be there. Yes, if I'm here in this country, yes, I will be there. Thank you for the invitation. Brethren, we still have about another 12 to 13 minutes, and who should be next? I see wonderful, many, many brethren and their names, 90 participants. And I'm sure, Brother David.
Well, Brother Austin, brethren, I'm glad to be with you today. I just want to mention, there was a brother, Gift Mangala, on the program with us earlier. It's too late for them now. It's early morning. It's 2 or 3 in the morning there by now. But this was an interesting development. I just wanted to explain to the brethren. These are brethren that I've been known for about a year, maybe a little more. But I was quite surprised that these brethren were in the truth for 10 years. I didn't even have any idea. And that was because Brother John Harris from Tucson was serving them. And it was a private connection he had made, and then he expanded it to other brethren. But it drew my attention to the fact that we have a lot of activity in Africa that many different kind of brethren are involved with. And I think that's just wonderful. It's provided just a panoply of interest and truth and broadening over in Africa with various perspectives, but all understanding the essential basic truth. And Africa is just expanding very nicely. And I'm very thankful. Now, one of the families that is involved in Kenya is the Brother Wilson and Sarah Ndakwa. And now their own personal family is expanding. The truth is going to his brother, his mother, their child, their son, their other son, now to a bunch of college students. It keeps expanding. But in addition to that, Brother Wilson has also himself taken the truth to various other places. Now, the reason this is of interest to me is because some years ago, I was disappointed. I had a contact in Africa, in Kenya. We were thought the truth was prospering well, and it turns out it wasn't doing as well as I expected. I visited them unannounced, and I found out things were not as as we thought they were. So I was quite disappointed. I came back to America, and it was after that, sometime after that, that Brother Wilson, who was an old-time contact, and I didn't know how sincere he was, really started to blossom. So it made me appreciate that God knows where his people are. He knows how to direct and how to contact. And I just want to express my personal thanks and appreciation for all of the brethren that are involved in this work in Africa, sisters and brothers. And I'm not involved in all of it, but I hear about it. And I'm just thankful. And I'm just thankful that the Lord has so many workers in so many places to help those with a sincere heart come into the truth. Thank you. That's all.
Well, thank you, Brother David. And your words echo. And I missed Brother Wilson when I was in Kenya also. I did not know he was there, but I would have met him. But nevertheless, we've connected, and I intend to go visit him, Lord willing, sometime soon. And the harvest work grandly continues on. And I would see that marvelous work happening in the continent of Africa, no question. As much as in India, India is a different kettle of fish from a perspective. You have 1.5 billion people in that little country in India. And that puts most of Africa, most of North America population together still there small. Having said that, numbers is not a problem in India. But nevertheless, who's looking at numbers? We're looking at the right wheat is what the Lord is looking for. And the work really, I'm very energized also when I hear the brethren, and especially the sisters' meeting, Sister Mercy also touched on during her testimony. It's a good strengthening as well as encouraging conduit through which brethren can meet and participate in with the modern technology it's made available. Thank you for your testimony, Brother David. Brother Andrew.
I was trying to get to my mute. I'm on my phone, but just to add to what Brother David was saying, there is a lot of movement in Africa, in Kenya, in Uganda right now. There are ears to hear, and I think the closer we get to the time, as we see it in Israel, people are hungry for the Lord and for the truth. And so there is a lot of work going on. You know, we have studies over there. I know a lot of brethren have studies over there, and just encouraging any brethren who, when you meet them, if you can Zoom with them, because they're hungry to learn, and there's a lot of basics being taught, especially in Kenya right now, and so and they're looking to expand more and more. And although there is literature, we have to keep in mind that not all of them can read English or completely understand English, and especially to the extent that some of the pastors writing. So it's good to break it down on a basic level and teach as much as you can. But it's wonderful to see the Lord working in these countries. Over.
Thank you, Brother Andrew. You spoke about the harvest message. And during the discussions, past discussion, after Brother Matt Carey's discourses, the brother made the remark in terms of, where would have we got the harvest message or the present truth if not for the messenger? And it's not that we want to worship the messenger. Look at the message, how the Lord used him to break it down in such simple terms, as well as all in a concise and in a structured manner, and how blessed we are. We have that we could I don't think so in our lifetime, we will have enough time left to read and to internalize all that the messenger has given us, the message for the Church of Laodicea. Absolutely. It's wonderful, and whom the Lord saw fit dispensing the truth upon his return. Thank you for your testimony, Brother Andrew. Who should be next, brethren? We definitely have time for one or two more before the chairman comes over. As Mercy was talking about last week at the New Haven Convention, it was so well attended, there was not enough time for all the brethren to testify. That's for the testimony leader. That's a good challenge. Thank you. Sister Donna.
Hello, Brother Austin and brethren. I'm very happy to be here with you today. I just want to praise the Heavenly Father for all of his blessings toward me. I recently had the opportunity to go to the Orlando Convention and the Milwaukee Convention, and now here, San Diego, 3 weeks. It's just wonderful that he's provided all these opportunities for all of us. But I do want to say how much I appreciate the discourses, the fact that each one of them had their own little specialty and brought out special gems of truth were very encouraging. Brother Len bringing out the history about Israel is always refreshing, as someone else has mentioned, I know. But also, I really appreciated Brother Byron's discourse about singing praises to the Lord. A lot of our meetings now are on Zoom, and we don't get that special opportunity to sing together in praise to the Lord. And it is so very, so very important, I think. He brought out the scripture about the Lord singing joyfully over his church. And that is such a wonderful thought to think about. But, you know, David sang for joy when he was, when he was inaugurated. And it's just one of those things that I think is very special to the Heavenly Father. So thank you for having this wonderful convention. I love all of you, and I do pray for all of you. Over.
Thank you, dear Sister Donna, for your testimony. I couldn't help but think about, as we talk about the current events, especially when thinking to Israel, I thought about my guide. We were in Morocco 2 months ago, and my guide in Morocco I was able to witness to him. He happens to be Muslim. He was so taken up, he writes to me regularly by asking me questions about the Jewish nation, mainly because the biggest percentage of Jews who immigrated to Israel were from Ethiopia and Morocco. And we went and saw the Jewish quarters in Marrakesh, and was strengthened by the historical things which they still have, the synagogue and a little museum with pictures and so on and so forth. So this is just a request for the brethren. If anybody has any kind of a link which can help me to send it to my guide in Morocco about the Jewish history, and that'll be much helpful. So I'll reach out to Brother Len also if he has something that somebody like that can read and bring about for understand why they play an important role in biblical times as well as for us. Thank you for your testimony, brethren. The chairman is here. We hand it over to Brother Keith.
Thank you, Brother Austin. We have a closing hymn of 293, so I'm going to